This is the Fat, Bald, and White podcast. And Corey, you've already ruined it, you son of a bitch. But you know what? We'll do the news right after we do the opening. Fuck you. Yes, you. Recording in Toccoa, scenic Toccoa, Georgia. All four of us here. And I don't know what number you are, Corey, so I'm just going to have to guess. Is it down or up?
Down. I went down.
Oh, he ain't number one.
Use your words, Corey.
That was me.
Well, I was trying not to, you know, ruin it again.
It's all you've... See, you ruined it, Corey. Now, nobody can hear. Are you happy now?
Yes.
Equality.
Now no one can hear it.
True equality.
Just leave it. We're not touching it anymore, okay? That's just where we're at. We're not touching it anymore. It is where it is, okay?
Fine.
Got it?
Fine.
Well, then pull. If you run with one ear out, this is an old broadcasting trick. Run with one ear out, you'll be fine. As he sits there and does jack shit, but all three of you keep your headphones on. Okay.
I can still hear you.
I've taken mine off my ears.
Okay.
I still hear you.
All right.
I mean, you're
too loud and clear.
So I just, you know, just
nobody can hear you though. You're not near your mic.
I can hear you. I can hear me.
You got to use mic etiquette. You got to learn how to broadcast.
Getting it up all on that thing.
That's right. There you go. Oh, there she goes.
Get all up in there.
That's right. That's how her and Adam make love at night. That's what he says to her.
Like, breathe real heavy in it.
It's time for Corey's news.
This is actually more entertaining.
For the first time, Hope's in studio with us, and
and we regret every moment of it.
Well, mainly because Brian tried to kill our equipment. That's the biggest issue. So
I had help.
No, you didn't. You did it all on your own.
Well, Corey was the jackass that put stuff across the table. Yeah, I'm blaming you.
I don't care.
You do care.
No, I'm going to get blamed anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter.
How come you ain't got any tattoos yet?
Because I don't have any. We'd have been over this.
Tell me that he's not too white to be wearing a sleeveless shirt without tattoos.
Yes.
I mean, it's just the way it is. And he's wore that same shirt now for like 2 weeks.
Like without washing?
Yes, every day. That shirt could like stand up and walk now.
Well, I mean, it's not.
Isn't that a sign of depression?
I have pills for that.
Do we need to check you in somewhere?
I have a safety animal.
Again?
You do not have a safety animal.
Let's make sure we pack him some shoes that don't have laces.
No laces.
Yeah, that's terrible. All right, so here we go, the news. We got Indonesia up first. So Indonesia's Jurassic Park, in quotes, project is on track despite warnings from UNESCO. The Komodo National Park construction will continue over complaints from UNESCO that it could be damaging to the environment.
And you said it's Jurassic Park.
Yeah. In quotes.
Well, I mean, like,
in what way?
Okay, so it's all about Komodo dragons. It's a Komodo dragon park. It's a national park, okay? And somebody took a picture with the Komodo dragon and it gets the sunset and it looked like to them the Jurassic Park thing. So now it's on the internet known as the Jurassic Park.
Park. Jurassic Park Park.
Jurassic Park Park.
They learned no lessons from this.
Well, maybe unlike a certain other place we went to, maybe they actually will have Komodo dragons.
Yeah.
This is where they're from.
Unlike Disney.
This is where they're from. So hopefully they have them.
Okay. What else you got?
Let's see.
People are mad. They don't like it. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Let's got Colorado news.
Okay, tell me about Colorado
news. In murder news. So this
murders begin.
Yes. Emily Strunk and Kevin.
Who did she strike?
No, that's her name. Strunk.
Okay.
Like, terrible name.
She looked like she was on meth, which was found in the home. Interestingly.
Okay.
And Kevin Wharton are charged with first degree attempted murder in the shooting of Daniel Garcia. Garcia, Strunk's former lover, was believed to be set up for an ambush by the pair, according to police.
Is this that long story you sent me?
No.
Okay.
Different story. These
like a mashup between strung out and drunk.
Could be. I mean, that's how you pronounce it. Strunk.
Meth is a hell of a drug.
It is. I mean, there's all kinds of drugs. Yeah, she shot him in the head. Like, she invited him over. This is what they're saying.
Yeah.
This is that Colorado woman. You know, the police didn't believe her for this reason.
Yeah.
The reason is because she murdered him.
She fucking killed him. Yeah,
no, he's alive.
Oh, she tried.
That's attempted murder. He's not better, but... He lived.
She shot him in the head with a BB gun.
No, it was like a 9-caliber or
9mm.
Like, miss?
No, it was a complete shot in the head. I mean, she like executioned him.
Meth had destroyed the part of that part of his brain, so it just went straight through. Nothing was there. Yeah,
nothing to get.
No brain injury at all. It's amazing.
Yeah, this was a messed up story. This one has all the elements that the previous one doesn't have. The good one.
All the fun shit.
Yeah, meth. Baby daddy drama. I mean, it was just, it's all over the place.
Okay.
Apparently, Colorado can have white trash.
Well, yes. Yes. Have you not watched South Park, you dipshit?
Well, what I'm got busted.
I mean, that's where South Park comes from.
Yeah, South Park, Colorado.
Yeah, it's South Park County.
So what I've
the south of Park County. It's like where white trash goes to die.
I thought that was like southern Florida.
No.
Northern Florida.
No.
Middle Florida?
I mean, there's white trash going to die in Florida, too. But
I think anytime you have white people, you have white trash.
But everywhere has a south.
Yeah, there's a south for everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I have that on silent, allegedly, too.
Well.
It didn't do a good job.
Tell your mallard that.
Shut your duck up.
Shut the duck up.
And finally, we got here, let's see. Oh, yes. Your favorite.
What?
Simone Biles.
Fucking bitch.
She won bronze medals for balance beam.
No one fucking cares.
After pulling out of various events.
Like the monkey bars.
She went on to thank the Japanese gym where she trained privately.
I know, yeah, this
after
pisses
her
me
breakdown.
Off.
Apparently, her aunt died 2 days before her.
Oh, my aunt died. My first cousin, he couldn't perform. You remember that Georgia game? He couldn't perform because his first cousin's second wife's aunt died.
It got even more convoluted.
Yeah, it was like
there's a Herschel Walker story.
Their chihuahua, probably. But it was.
Cat died.
I don't even remember who it was. It was some UGA.
Twice removed.
UGA played the national championship game, and when they lost to Alabama,
as they normally,
everybody were. Made these excuses, just outlandish excuses, like his roommate's third cousin's cat got ran over by a truck.
His head wasn't in the game.
Yeah,
what was he supposed to do?
I mean, yeah,
the rest of them in it.
And then this bitch. I just hate Simone Biles. I really do.
Well, that's why she's on your list.
Hate Simone Biles.
My thing is like, I'm over the Olympics. I think the sports are dumb.
I didn't get started.
I don't watch it.
So I don't either.
I refuse to watch it because I think it's dumb. I think they need to upgrade what is in the Olympics. And I saw this video the other day.
They need to go back to the thumb up, thumb down thing of the Olympics.
And the beheadings.
Yeah, all the death and all that comes with the old Olympics.
Well, they had
gladiator fights.
They had the average. It was like called like the average Olympics, and
right.
They had like the thing where you're like jumping off the diving board, and your teammate has to throw the ball, and you have to catch it before you fall, before you like jump into the water. Those kinds of. I would actually kind of watch the Olympics if it.
I don't. I want to see water polo with like real horses.
No.
Professional drinking.
So what you know good this week, Mr. Ope? Nothing?
Nothing.
Remember, this is radio, shaking your head. I have to get on to Corey for this, too.
No, I just, I'm thinking, I don't, I mean, you know, I was excited because Lindsey Graham tested positive.
Well, he's fine, though.
You know he took the shot.
But so he took the shot.
Probably made it up to they get
all
attention.
They all took the shot. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene's got the shot.
You know what? Just because he took the shot doesn't mean he can't get like a blood clot later.
What, you, what about you, Bron?
Are you hopeful that he will?
I don't know.
Since they're going off on politics.
Just same old thing. Enjoying the dime. Trying not to melt in this summer heat.
You? You going to change shirts?
No.
Ever?
I'll change one tomorrow.
She'll put this one back on.
He's gonna go ahead.
How's your cat doing, Corey?
He's fine.
That's a topic of conversation for next episode, by the way.
Oh, okay.
He's very cute and cuddly.
Yeah. It doesn't like Corey.
Except for when he gets frisky.
He doesn't like Corey.
Nothing likes Corey.
It runs away from
Corey. Likes Corey.
So I still hate Simone Biles. That's where I'm going to leave it at the start of this week, because Simone Biles is a fucking bitch who is every goddamn where, and we can't get around it. I go to my job where she's sitting on the front of freaking People magazine about how fucking courageous she is for quitting. Okay? Me and you talked about this last week, Brian. The Joe Swanson story. Mm-hmm. You'll never make it, Joe. B. Arthur. You got to quit. And what was the story there? Don't quit, right? Yeah. That's why Joe the Cripple was a fucking hero.
Okay. Joe the Cripple. You know what?
Listen. So the girl who quit is now a fucking hero?
Well, you're looking at it wrong. Maybe she just didn't quit. She just took a quick time out.
No. And this is the worst part about it all. She quit on America because she wouldn't play in the team sports. She only came back when it was the individual sports. Tell me what kind of bitch does that?
Certain ones.
Well, she Simone Biles. That's the bitch that does that.
She probably thinks that there's no me in team, which there is. So.
There's an M.
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner represented our country well.
Yeah.
No.
She was
even made it onto a Wheaties box being a winner.
I'm sure they'll put Simone Biles on a Wheaties box for having mental breakdowns.
But at least it was a winner.
Who eats Wheaties anymore?
Old people.
I want to eat some Wheaties.
Old people eat like
cornflakes.
Old people take like different cereals and mix them in a bowl. You've seen this.
Yeah. No, not even a bowl. They get a big plastic container. It's like clear, so you can see into it. Okay,
not one of those pork rind tubs.
No.
That works, sure. I know what he's talking about.
It's got a spout on it. And then they just buy like random ass cereals that are all terrible, like the worst cereals. So, like you got Grape Nuts, Corn Flakes, like everything that is like drywall related. I mean, like they might as well just like scrape the drywall down and put it inside of this container and then pour milk over it.
There's a certain, you could tell people's age by what they call cereal. Like for us, we call like, you know, Cheerios. Old people, it doesn't matter what cereal it is. When I say old, I mean real old. It's cold cereal. And that's how you know.
Yeah, because there's also hot cereal.
That's like how you know.
Oatmeal.
You want some cold cereal? Yeah, you know that they're old when that's where they're
at. I got some hot cereal cooking on the stove. I'm going
to cream my wheat.
I can put the Lucky Charms in the microwave for you.
I kind of want to see what happens with those marshmallows. Right.
That's a good idea.
I bet those freeze-dried
turn out radioactive or something.
Blow up.
Toxic sludge.
Well, yeah, it's got all those marshmallows. Can you imagine what
it's not real marshmallows? It's like chemicals.
But it's just those dehydrated marshmallows, and marshmallows inside the microwave expand. Like, what would that do? It would probably just like blow up the whole microwave.
It causes a black hole in your kitchen.
That's how black holes are formed.
Yes.
Well, if you go back to that episode of Futurama,
yep.
Popcorn, that'll do. If you put popcorn in the microwave.
Everything tastes blue for me.
So COVID's back. With a vengeance.
Go away?
Well, with a vengeance this time.
Again.
And it's...
It brought a friend.
It did. It's hate-filled.
COVID's back.
It's gotten pretty bad. We'll talk about that.
How bad is it?
It's pretty bad. So anyways, I found a song for Brian that I wanted to play.
Whoa.
And we'll try it out. See how that goes.
Is it Baby Shark?
They're a tracing army.
No.
Testing, tracing, treatment.
Your cell phone is used to find, test, and quarantine you if you've come in contact with the virus.
It's called Gotta Trace Them All.
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was.
Well, anyways, so that there's some bits of the song. I would have played the whole one, but this headphone thing's about to just ruin that for me.
Oh, okay. So it went out for you guys.
Yeah, it went out for everybody. Yeah, that's what I was laughing at. I thought we were all laughing at the fact that the headphones kept going out.
I thought you were laughing at the song because I was like, I can't hear it, so I don't know if it's funny or not.
Yeah, just laugh.
Sure, it is. Okay.
We were laughing at the song the whole time.
Corey, the whole time.
Corey, tell me about the tranny weightlifter.
Well, I didn't actually write it down because I figured we'd just talk about it.
Good. Okay.
Actually, it was a weightlifter that.
Because you didn't want it in the news segment, so I didn't write it in the news.
I figured you'd at least research it.
I did.
Well, tell me about it.
It's a man going to woman.
Well, this is the question I ask Corey. If you're a trans man.
Nope. But I have some. I have
okay.
Some clarification
all right.
Further.
All right.
Further
all right. Clarification. If you're a trans man, what are you?
Oh, I don't have any questions.
You don't have an answer to the question that I asked.
It's a tranny.
No. But I was good. The problem that some people have with this is that she went through male puberty before. So I think if you never go through male puberty,
it's fine.
I guess it's more fine.
I don't understand.
Wait, what? How do you? What? I'm so confused. How do you go through male puberty if you're not a male?
No. She was born a guy.
Here's my question.
So it's a man going to a woman.
If you are born if you're born a man and decide you want to be a woman, does that make you a trans woman or a trans man?
You're a woman wanting to be a man, or you're a man wanting to be a woman?
Either way.
So if you're a man wanting to be a woman, you are a trans woman because you are transitioning to a woman.
Oh, okay.
That could easily be as logical as the opposite, though. You're transitioning from a man.
Well, no.
So you can be a trans man.
No, trans man.
It's the trans man.
If you're transitioning, you're transing into what you want to be.
Snip, snip.
Who cares about what you were?
Don't matter what you look like. Don't matter.
How many rings you got on your finger? We don't care.
So anyways, that COVID-19 song earlier was done by Jason Page, which, by the way, is the guy who actually sang the real Pokemon song.
Oh. I was going to say it sounded
like it is him. Thing. And apparently he's not doing anything because me and only 5,000 other people looked
doing,
at that.
He's doing that. I mean, I'm not doing anything.
It's on YouTube if you want to go check it out. It's called COVID-19. Got to trace them all. And
I think this is an excellent game. Like Pokemon Go, but COVID Go. I can see
different strands of COVID.
The people in New York will be on the hunt for these people. Get back in quarantine. Wait, hold on. Back in quarantine.
Yeah, Hope's
got to
get her nose up. Her nose clogged up.
Get out of here.
You're supposed to be in your apartment.
Go to bed. Get some soap.
So with COVID on the rise, we've got trannies at the Olympics. Did the tranny win an event, by the way, or do you know?
I don't think he did.
How pitiful of a man do you have to be?
They're judged more harshly.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, to lose in weightlifting against women, that's sad.
It was like maybe he had bird arms and legs before he decided to become a weightlifter. Like, he was like Urkel, but like without
the death. Go to the Olympics, guys.
Maybe they identify as a weightlifter.
I'm a trans weightlifter.
Sorry, sir, I'm going to go to the Olympics now.
It's like squeaky teenager from The Simpsons. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So
if I could change my sex, I definitely can lift all this weight.
That's right. Yeah, I just identified as a gold medalist. Give me the gold medal, you fucking pricks. But I identify as that. You have to give it to me.
I'm special.
Yeah. Give me my gold. Let
what
me roll.
What paperwork do I need to file to make this happen? Take my money.
I am a fat man who's bald, who identifies as a man with a full head of hair and a six-pack abs, who also has $300 billion in his checking account.
So that's how it works now.
So that's how
you identify.
I identify as that, yes.
Okay.
Hot, full head of hair. and billionaire. What?
I want to see this argument happen somewhere.
You know what I identify?
You don't know, sir. Yeah. I filed my paperwork. Right. I have a beautiful head of hair, and I'm very attractive.
Excuse me, banker. I identify with $300 billion. You're going to give me that money.
I'm buying this bank.
I'm the boss now.
You're fired.
Get the fuck out.
You know what I identify as? I identify as somebody who has a lot more Patreon subscribers than we do.
Well, actually, we were going to talk about that. By the way, I'm only going to hit it one time this episode. We have special episodes on our Patreon now. We will have another one tonight. Oh, this is Friday night. You can hear every episode we record the night that we record them on the Patreon. You don't have to wait for them to drop throughout the week like they do currently.
Like a breadcrumb trail through the forest.
You can listen to our voices as soon as it happens.
Yeah, you can hear everything that's going on with the show immediately. Plus, you can contact us and we'll actually give a shit if you're a member of our Patreon because you're paying.
Yeah, you're
to put this show on.
Carries more weight.
Right.
Than the other people who don't tell us anything.
And even if you're really annoying, we will make a point to make you feel special.
We'll bring you on the fucking show to make you feel special. Now, I'm not going to dedicate things to them. I'm not going to go old school DJ, you know, where it's like, and this one right here goes out to, you
know. Here's a quick shout out to my
Come Wad 46, you know, whatever the hell their name is. On what?
Hopknocker 29.
We also have a Facebook, we have a Twitter, and new, we have a website, which is www.fatbaldandwhite.com.
And if you're looking for the Facebook and the Twitter, it's at @fatbaldandwhite.
Yep, that is accurate.
As well as the Patreon.
Yeah, the Patreon is too. And you can go to our website. And there's links to all our stuff, all of our social media.
Mighty convenient.
It is. So there you go.
It's like it was set up for that for a reason or something.
And if you're listening to this on Spotify, or I don't know if Spotify lets you rank things, but you can give us 5 stars and comment. If you don't like something, comment and give us 5 stars.
Or 0 stars and comment.
No, don't give 0 stars. Oh, okay. Yeah, never give 0 stars. That's how you get us like blacklisted. We'll be out there with like Adam Carolla or something where nobody listens.
Or just kicked off in general.
That hasn't happened yet, and we're not PC, so.
What does that mean?
Well, I did make that monkey barge joke a minute ago, so.
He did. Are you still banned from Twitter yet, or is that back on now?
No, we're back on Twitter officially.
For now.
Yeah. Hope missed it.
Yeah, he got us off.
Yeah, I got us banned from Twitter last week.
You told me about that.
Calling Sean Hannity retarded?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because remember, we talked about it, that clearly the person from Twitter believed, based off of their bylaws.
No, you have to prove to Twitter that you have this disability. So Sean Hannity proved to Twitter that he is mentally retarded.
I think that the person from Twitter just gave a reasonable expectation that it was probably true.
Apparently, you have to prove you have the disability.
He's got papers filed.
I don't know where you get retard papers.
What if it's where like retard somebody people? Who saw it got offended? Because that happens too. So like, Bill O'Reilly saw it and got offended.
Yeah, I don't dare them talk about my friend like
I was pinhead.
No, no. Like, call people retarded. You shouldn't use that word.
Fuck it. We'll report it live. So no, I as I say, we're back currently, and I've only called 3 people retarded this week, and nobody got me banned. So apparently, I didn't call it to retarded people.
You know, I heard a story this week. I know that we're kind of past the news, but apparently, there's a big thing. I kind of got bothered by this. So Matt Damon just found out that it's supposedly not PC to use like the slur gay or faggot.
But we use that all the time.
The word he used was faggot.
I mean, but apparently it's not appropriate.
Yeah, he got schooled by his daughter. Wasn't that what he said?
I don't know. But I was just like,
you can't say that.
You can't say faggot, Nanny.
I use that all the time.
Like, I do too.
Corey fucking sucks dick, and he uses it all the time.
I'll call you one.
It's like, hell, what
if they even cut it out of the song on the radio.
Really?
Yeah. I was upset.
The Dire Straits. Yeah.
That whole verse gone.
The silly faggot with the earring and the makeup. Yeah, that's gone.
Yeah, buddy. That's his own hair.
That's right. You're right. I forgot about it. Wow, they did cut that.
Well, out. It depends on what you listen to. Sometimes on late night radio,
so it's like nip slips are fine after 9.
You know, that's the way it is in Canada. In Canada, after night, there's like no, after a certain time, there's no rating. So it's like there's no triple X. Like you don't have to watch Cinemax or Skinemax or whatever to get your porn.
Canada.
It's just
on. After hour.
Canada after dark. It's crazy. It's like, woo.
Tonight on the Canadian broadcasting system, Deep Throat. Starring Linda Lovelace and Uncle Harry Reams. What? You didn't know that? Linda Lovelace is in Deep Throat and Uncle Harry Reams was too.
Because all good children should be in bed by that time. All good Canadian children should be in bed by that time so they won't be watching this terrible stuff.
So the bad Canadian children just sit up and watch smut.
So they're going to watch it anyway. Might as well make it easily available. Otherwise, they're like knocking over convenience stores trying to get it.
Speaking of people who try to cross our borders.
We lived in Canada when we were younger, Blake. We had to watch Scrambled HBO and hope to see boobs.
It was so sad. Like, we're looking through fucking toilet paper tubes to watch a Scrambled channel on goddamn cable. Fucking Skinemax hoping it comes through. Or peeping through the door when your dad's watching Skinemax in the living room.
I tell these kids nowadays, I say, y'all know how easy y'all got it. If y'all want to watch porn, just pull out your cell phone, go to
Pornhub
and whatever. Back in our day, the parents are going to the store. Well, let's go fire up the old damn router. All right, let's get this. All right, let's go to this site. Okay, let's let it load. Okay, there's a little bit loaded. Phone rings. God damn it. Knocks you off the internet.
And then you can look at a fucking still shot.
Yeah. And then you got to hope that it comes back on enough before they come home so you can do what you need to do and get it closed down.
Jerk it to Jenna Jameson's blurred tits. Yeah.
And then you got to get it closed down. And then I don't know if it was just my computer or everyone else's, but when you're trying to exit out of that bitch, it stays on there for like 30 minutes.
And then the five fucking pop-up ads of all the penis mightiers jump up on there, which they never had a fucking issue loading. They always loaded right up.
But yeah, like I said, y'all kids have it easy nowadays. Whatever y'all want to watch, there's something on the internet you can get like that.
Even before that, you had to hope that your dad or somebody had a stash, right?
Yeah.
You had to go like find the parental stash somewhere of videos or...
We were lucky, and for some reason, our Bylos got Playboy and Penthouse. I have no idea why they didn't sell them. And they just stacked them out back behind the Bylos. That's not a lie. You could just go pick up Playboys and Penthouses at Bylo anytime you wanted. They were out back in the stack.
Or you just had to get lucky and go get like the Victoria's Secret thing.
That was bad. When you're jacking off the Sears Roebuck.
Yeah, and just that in your imagination. And just
Look at them granny panties. I bet there's something behind there.
Could you imagine having to like hold the rabbit ears like to try to like get it to unscramble? It's like, okay, I can see the most nipple there.
This is no joke. The first vag I ever seen in my life was on Revenge of the Nerds. Okay, and I'm like 9.
That's a terrible movie.
It is, but you know, I had no clue. Okay, because like that movie was like late 70s,
something like that.
So my dad's watching it because my dad had zero filter for what we could watch until it was too late. You know, get out of the room when it happened.
No. Go to your room.
Yeah. And so here we are, and you know, it's the dude who's dressed up. I think it was Darth Vader he was dressed as. He's gonna rape the girl. That's basically being rapey.
Oh, nerds.
Well, he tricked her into, I mean, Bill Gates probably loved it, but you know, he just tricked her into having sex with somebody she thought he was someone else. That qualifies as rape, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be why he and Melinda just got separated. He finally took off the mask with her, and she was like, "It was you this whole time?
I thought it was Rick Moranis."
So anyways, here's this dude, and then here's this vag, and it's like this big, hairy fucking bush. Looks like a damn afro down there, and I'm like 9, and I'm like, this is what all the fucking commotion's about? Everybody wants to get a hold of this thing? This thing looks awful.
So wait, when you were 9, was that before the the Little Rascals audition or after?
That was after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, after.
He had to have something to make take his mind off not getting picked.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever, they stole his sexuality, too. That guy stole his name, his sexuality, everything. I thought he was going to be gay from that comment.
We don't blow. We don't need any more liquid sprayed all over the place. We're already having technical difficulties because Brian's a here. Squirter.
No, I wasn't a squirter. He was a gusher.
Oh, yeah. Moist.
Oh, we apologize.
So I had down that we were going to talk about ancient aliens, ancient alien theory. Do you know anything about ancient alien theory?
That supposedly all the ancient parts of the world were put together by aliens?
Well, there's this dude on the History Channel. Yeah, who's got weird hair.
I know who you're talking about.
That gets paid a lot of money to tell us that aliens invented everything.
How is that on the History Channel?
They ran out of real history to history? Talk about.
How are the duck people on History Channel?
It's not history.
Discovery, maybe.
Pickers.
I could get Discovery. Okay, at least Pickers. At least Pickers is antiques. That's somewhat history.
Ancient aliens is actually pretty decent. Like,
that's a stretch.
This is an antique Big
Mac. Okay, on, that goes but on this Home is the Garden thing. And you know it.
There is zero proof to it, okay?
You but don't need proof.
I get it. I understand. Yeah. I mean, you're right.
Just say we need religion.
You're right. Yeah. Hope's right. I mean,
but there's a whole book out that explained that.
What? Christianity?
The earth is flat.
Yeah, that shit. That type of shit.
You just got to believe it enough. That's all.
COVID isn't real.
Trump won the election. I mean, you know, I think there's a bunch of these things that.
Blake's actually a small, nicely
hairy. Small, hairy
billionaire.
That's like one of those gypsy curses. It's like, may your daughter's hair be long and luxurious upon her upper lip.
Some old, crunchy gypsy just walks up to Blake and rubs the back of her hand on his back of on his face and goes, fat.
And that's how it happened, folks.
May you always look like you never missed a meal.
I keep dieting and I'm gaining weight. What the fuck?
Damn gypsies. Which apparently now is a dirty word.
Apparently gypsies is a dirty word?
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't kidding.
What am I supposed to call them? Homeless?
Yes. Homeless. Transients.
What?
Okay. Transients.
Now, unless you're talking about actual gypsies, then you can refer to them as like the Roma or whatever, like their ethnicity.
Gypsy. That's their ethnicity.
No. That's not a real gypsy.
That's like calling a black person the N-word.
Saying gypsy is like saying the N word.
Yes.
Nintendo?
Gypsy, 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 gypsy.
So does that mean that I'll be your gypsy? It's going to be banned.
Oh, they're going to ban Cher.
Cher's going to be banned.
Oh,
too.
God.
No more gypsies, just, tramps, and thieves.
Nope, just tramps and thieves.
Blank, tramps, and thieves.
You know she can fit two syllables out of one syllable words.
So, back to the ancient aliens thing.
Speaking of Cher.
That would explain a lot. I mean, look at her. She looks like the bald, weird alien, like with a wig. Yeah, I think you're right. Hope's on to something. She's a gray man. Hope is totally on to something.
So, ancient aliens.
Yeah, ancient aliens. So, but my question is, do you think that there's any... Could there be validity to the theory?
Sure. I believe it.
That's all I'm getting out of you. Sure. There we go. That's it.
I mean, you know what? I wasn't around. So, you know, sure.
I mean, any reasonable person has to take an agnostic view. I can neither prove nor disprove this thing happened.
I still like the idea of like how the Big Bang Theory happened, which was God and his roommate Chugs. I mean, I you know what? Sure. I wasn't there.
What happened was... Cosmic deity god knocked over his beer.
See, I mean, and my thing is like,
went boom.
Some of the stuff that they did back in the day, yeah, they had, you know, they were less lazy than we are nowadays, but less some of that lazy stuff like Stonehenge and stuff.
Yeah, how do you know that they were less lazy?
People have always been lazy.
Yeah. Well, what do you think slavery was? It was just a way for white people to be lazy.
Well, then, like Stonehenge and stuff like that, and how would people be able to build stuff like that without, like,
lots power of whips equipment and chains? That's how yes you do stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I don't know about chains. I don't know if they had iron working at that point.
I mean, okay. I wasn't asking how kinky it was. I just wanted to know.
Lots of whips. That's how. That's how, I mean, you they had
whips
like that.
They probably did have whips.
Lots of spears.
Yeah. If you're going to do this, or I'm going to stab you to death.
We kill your family if you do not do this.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like when Blake proposed this this segment, I was like, I'm willing to suspend disbelief here. But that said, you know, just because we don't know how they did it, because we can't figure it out with our modern brains, how these, quote, primitive peoples did all these things, doesn't mean that they didn't figure it out themselves and did it.
It's like when I sit back and go, how did Donald Trump ever become president the first time? Still don't know how he did it.
But he did it.
Well, but he because, did it. Did you, you and know, I was even there, and I watched it. Still don't know how he did it.
You know exactly how he did it. He ran against the worst candidate in American history.
Yeah, with terrible pants.
I mean, she was not likable at all.
I'm just saying. No. I mean, it's just, yeah. It's like, just even if you were there, you'd be like, well, how'd you do that?
Well, I mean, the thing is, with the ancient alien theory, it makes more sense than a lot of other theories I've heard out there.
Right.
A lot more sense. I mean, let's just be honest.
Episodes, and yeah, there's some things in there you're sitting there like,
Now, I get that the guy's probably a fucking lunatic. And I'm surprised because he graduated from Ithaca College. I'm surprised that Ithaca College lets him put that on his Wikipedia page.
They can't stop him. They keep going in to try to edit it out, and then he puts it back every day.
He's got a legion of followers.
But,
what else do they have coming out of there?
Nothing.
We got the ancient aliens guy.
I mean, that could be a
point of pride. Yeah, we got the ancient aliens guy.
Yeah, that could be a pride point for them.
He's probably got like a whole hallway devoted
to the ancient aliens wing. Bob Iger graduated from Ithaca.
Who's that?
He was the CEO of Disney forever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't he also the one that kind of ran it into the ground?
I don't know about that.
I thought it was Eisner.
Oh yeah, Eisner did that. Got in trouble.
Yeah. Now the Disney family kicked him out.
Well, he kept putting people in charge that had no entertainment experience.
Some dude that's on the Big Bang Theory graduated from Ithaca College.
Running up to Brian and going, here, I want you to be the CEO of Disney. Actually, you know what? Brian would probably be a fantastic CEO. Would.
Alan Colmes graduated from Ithaca
and
College.
And look what that got him.
Dead.
Dead, 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 dead.
You know what? And he was a creature.
He was.
So, I mean, do they have a cryptozoology course?
I don't think so.
That's where the aliens come to, assimilate into the... That's how he knows about it.
Yeah, he is one. Or was. He's back in space.
He's telling the stories of his people.
There's a shit pile of people who they're saying are famous that graduated from Ithaca College, but
you don't know them.
I don't know them.
They're famous, but not that famous.
Some dude that works for Cuomo.
This guy spit on a subway.
That's half of New York.
Some dude that works for Cuomo. One person who's on the U.S. The United States Court of International.
This guy made the best pizza on 95th Street.
Give him an honorary degree.
So yeah, anyway. He graduated in that way.
So yeah, the ancient alien thing, though. I think it makes as much sense as anything else could.
Right.
Corey just made up a word.
You know what? All of Yiddish sounds like made up words.
The city of Atlantis was just an alien spaceship.
Why not?
I mean, it makes sense.
Why it's not here no more?
Yeah, it flew off.
What is it?
The city of Atlantis.
And it shot Krakatoa to cause it to blow up at the same time. To cover its escape.
I mean, maybe. You're just everyone's like, Gaika! Gaika!
What? Now who's making up words?
I have no clue what the fuck you're talking about.
Don't worry, she don't either.
They're too busy worried about everything blowing up to be worried about this spaceship taking off.
So,
and then they're dead, so they can't even see it take off anyway. Who's gonna?
That's what happened, huh?
Yeah.
They gotta keep someone alive to bring on the legend.
See, we think it was an asteroid. It was just really them crashing into the Earth.
Oh.
The dinosaurs off.
Is that what it was?
It was.
It's like Jesus hiding the dinosaur bones for Easter. Is that what it was?
They were drunk.
From the woke town, dude.
Oh, God.
Were you part of the woke town one? Were you here for the woke town?
No.
No, she wasn't here for woke town.
Oh, man. That dude was a douchebag. There's this guy who does this thing called woke town. He's a flat earther. And he believes that Jesus left dinosaur bones. Well, he blamed Jesus, but he meant God. Put dinosaur bones to be false flags to confuse the people.
No, that theory's been around for a while, because even Ron White was talking about that.
Oh?
Yeah, it was like part of a Ron White sketch.
Okay. Well, this guy actually believes it.
Believing it firmly.
Sorry, he didn't like that.
Oops, phone's mad. So anyways, unemployment is near normal, which is a good thing.
Considering.
I guess.
Well, that's what happens when you take away their 5%. Checks. 5%.
Well, that's not true. Because I can go to any motherfucking fast food place, and I still have to wait for my food because they're saying it's they don't have help. Yeah, it's still wrong.
That's Brian.
Yep.
And they're saying it's because they don't have any help. Well, they took away the $300 a week extra. So I have a proposal. Government, if you're listening, all right?
Raise minimum wage.
No, don't worry about minimum wage. Go get them little fucking beaners that you've got locked up in cages down there at the border, and they're saying you're going to send them back. And you send them motherfuckers to Wendy's. That way we can get our hamburgers on time. And McDonald's, so we can get our hamburgers on time.
Maybe between one of them, they can fix the damn ice cream.
So Blake can continue to try to identify as a hairy.
That's right. So I can identify as a skinny, hairy billionaire.
Skinny, hairy billionaire.
And maybe one of those industrious little fuckers can fix the ice cream machine.
Yes. And McDonald's will have ice cream for a week. It'll be great. It'll be the best of times.
They did that, they would always have ice cream.
If they hired Mexicans.
They're such good workers.
I mean, I'm just saying, this is a solution right here. You've got, okay, you got Ted Cruz, you got Joe Biden, you've got all these people. What was the faggot down in Florida's name that was whining about it? The governor down there.
DeSantos?
Yeah. All of them were bitching about the situation at the border. I just solved it. Listen to me. Fix the problem. There you go. Border problem solved. Everyone who comes gets a fast food job. It's great.
And you know what? If they can last 10 years in fast food, they deserve to be an American citizen. They put up with Karens and Blakes asking for quadruple Big Macs or whatever.
Doesn't matter. They'll die early. You know, don't worry about it. They'll drop dead on the job. They'll throw them over in the beef, processor. And then we'll eat them, and there you go.
That's how you make more Taco Bell meat. That's not how you make
Taco Bell needs help, too, according to their sign.
Everybody needs help.
So,
yeah, I mean,
that's because they don't pay enough, and nobody wants to work for them anymore.
When we were at Wendy's, it was just like all children in there with like one adult. Right. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. No. They look like they...
Quick, grab this Play-Doh. Kindergarten class.
Play-Doh time. Yeah. I'm going to make a burger.
Get this.
How I make double baconator.
Get this. I'm not lying. You can ask Corey. All right. He's like, we need to get two orders. Okay, what's your first order? He gives him the first order. All right.
What's your second order?
He starts giving the second order. He places the order, and we wait. Sets there for a minute.
10 minutes later.
You can go ahead with the second order. Okay, well, blah, 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 also, blah. Hold on a minute.
First thing. No, I need you to hold on a minute. For what?
And we sat there for another, like,
forever.
2 minutes or so. All right, you can go ahead with the second order.
He had to find the picture.
I'm going to be this person. So I went to the store the other day, and it was like 11. My total was $11.68, okay? And all I had was a $20 bill, but I didn't want to, like, break it into all those ones. I gave them a 20, a 1, and 68 cents. So 21.68.
Confused them.
Oh my God. She was like, I don't understand.
I'm like, dollars.
You don't understand. It's like, I get $10 back. No, I don't think so. I'm like, yes, I know so. I get $10 back. No, I don't see
Your phone has a calculator on it. Use it.
Why did you overpay me? I'm like, so you would give me the money back?
Give me $10.
$10 bills.
Then I went somewhere else and they just kept my money.
That sounds accurate. That sounds exactly how
it was. A dollar. I don't want to fight with this guy. I just want to. He seems like he tried to grab me through the window.
I'm gonna take that dollar. I need that dollar to live. They don't pay me enough.
I got her dollar now.
He seems like he's on edge.
Hey girl, let me hold a dollar.
It's like when you go and you ask for the one thing, it's like no onions on the burger, and then there's
all you get is onions on the burger. No, it's just onions.
You open up, you get your bread, and you open up your bread, and it's just a big pile of onions.
Yeah, it's just the onions.
Just an onion sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, this has been episode 12 of Fat, Bald, and White.
We're getting there, folks.
We're getting there. We're putting more out every day. Well, I thought I was. Well, more's coming out pretty often. Anyway, so check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, on the internet, fatbaldandwhite.com, fatbaldandwhite on Twitter, on Facebook, and go to our Patreon. Give us some of that what, Brian?
At fatbaldandwhite.
No. What do they need to be giving us on?
They need to give us some money. We need
internet money. We need the internet monies.
The internet money.
They beat me unless you give me money.
Maybe they want.